So I read to you today the deed from William Y. Doolin to the trustees of Doolin Chapel, dated May 20, 1867. And if you walk around town, you'll see where there's a stone for the old Washington, D.C. boundary line. And you'll see that as I read this, the significance of stones to mark property. This deed, made this 20th day of May, 1867, between William Y. Doolin and Daniel S. Gordon, Henry W. Febre, Joseph E. Birch, John E. Febre, Charles Kirby, Ambrose Cook Sr., and Benjamin F. Shreve of the second part, witnessed that the party of the first part doth grant unto the parties of the second part and their successors in office as trustees of church in Fairfax County, Virginia, with general warranty a certain tract or parcel of land situated in said county on the Middle Turnpike Road near the second toll gate from Alexandria and kept by John Williams, located as follows. Beginning at a stake on said road corner by Sister Lloyd and running thence with Sister Lloyd's property, north 34 degrees, east 25 poles to a stone in said line, thence south 50 degrees, east 12 poles, 15 links to another stone, thence south 24 degrees, west 25 poles, 2 links to a stone on said Middle Turnpike Road, thence up said north 50 degrees west, 12 poles, 16 links to the beginning containing 2 acres of land. And the said described land is granted unto the parties of the second part and their successors in office for the sole and separate use of the congregation of the said church and for no other purpose whatever. I would like to know where those stones are. Thus began Doolin Church. For 150 years, God has journeyed with Doolin Church, and its disciples have grown spiritually and the building modified to be functional and aesthetically pleasing. Our first church was built in 1774. It was a wooden building. It was called Fairfax Chapel, and it was behind Coons Ford on Route 7, where Oakwood Cemetery is now. In 1819, it was rebuilt. It was a brick church. It used 10,000 bricks, and it was one of the few brick buildings in the city. In 1861, the Civil War came, and President Lincoln asked that there be a ring of forts around the capital city, Washington, D.C., and one of those forts was called Fort Buffalo. And there at Fort Buffalo, Fairfax Chapel was located. And that building was lost in the war. So we had persons who were disciples of Fairfax Chapel. They had no church. There was a cemetery there. They decided that they would give the cemetery to those folks living in the city of Falls Church. And then they went and they worshiped in their own home. In 1867 to 1869, they worshiped with the Episcopalians in Falls Church. In 1869, they built what we know today as Doolin Chapel. They built it themselves. They didn't have gasoline or electricity. They only had their hands and their feet. Women brought the men who worked, they brought their lunch every day. The parsonage was next door here. They dug out a pit, and out of that pit of the clay, they used to make the bricks for this church. And those bricks were made by 2 African-American young men. The Bailey family were devoted members of Doolin Chapel. They are the family that created what we know as Bailey's Crossroads, where the words of the Battle Hymn of the Republic were penned. The Baileys had 2 businesses, The first was a dairy business, and the Willard Hotel in Washington, D.C. was their number one customer. And then the Bailey Circus, which eventually merged with P.T. Barnum to create the Barnum and Bailey Circus. Dr. D.J. Moran, a member of Doolin, was the first mayor of Falls Church in 1873. In 1869, the population of Falls Church was 300 people, with five churches. They worked hard to get their people. This city now has over 12,000 citizens. In 1869, you would work a 12-hour day and you would make $1. A church out for a woman with a hat was $6. For a man, it was $8. A haircut was 25 cents. A dozen eggs, 35 cents. A saddle, $20. A horse, $60. A four-room, brand-new house, $700. We have been Doolin Chapel, Doolin United Methodist Episcopal Church South, Doolin Methodist Church, Doolin United Methodist Church. Now we just call it Doolin Church. 56 clergy have served Doolin Church over these 150 years. What a privilege it is to serve the people of Doolin Church. July 1, we will begin our 20th year journey together. This church has gone from a wood stove to coal to a gas heater boiler to heat our building, to lighted gas lights to electric lights, from a house to indoor plumbing, from a pump organ to a pipe organ, from funeral home fans to air conditioning, praise the Lord for air conditioning, from horse and buggy, most people would have come horse and buggy or walked, to cars and SUVs, from a segregated balcony to everyone sitting together. Having to worship at Madison School when a fire destroyed the interior of the building. Having to deal with termites that destroyed the church records from 1900 to 1924. This church has lived through the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, civil rights, man on the moon, 9/11, the Great Depression, the Great Recession. Doolin women picketed the local taverns during the temperance movement, and through their efforts, the liquor license was removed from every single business in the city of Falls Church. Somehow it's come back. Outreach to others has been local, national, and global, not just money, but using our hands and feet. Our preschool, supporting global missionaries, Appalachia Service Project. We led in the formation of the Falls Church Winter Shelter. We focus on the homeless and working poor every Sunday morning with our Ministry of Hope, serving 40 to 60 persons on Sunday morning. We have led the way welcoming immigrants to our land with our English as Second Language ministry, supporting Homestretch, L'Arche for persons with intellectual disabilities, Meals on Wheels. Pastor Dave, as he runs the AIDS Walk every year in Washington, D.C., the list goes on and on. As we started in the wilderness in 1861, so we find ourselves in the wilderness again as we deal with human sexuality issues in the church. And Doolin Church is called to welcome, to love, and to support all God's children, no matter their sexuality or gender identity. So why are we here? We are here making a difference in people's lives as we bring the good news of Jesus Christ and to love God and to love neighbor. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit to give us strength and resolve to face the challenges of today and into the future, whatever they may be. And no matter what that outcome may be, God is with us. God has never let us down, and for that we give thanks. 150 years, and we have just begun. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together,